أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين فإنه خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 15th March 2011 and sorry 16th March 2011 and we are continuing our discussions on Ziyarat al-Jama'ah, which is session number 10 of Jama'ah, and the subtopic of Aghd, session number 5. So this is the fifth one. So inshallah we will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved for us for today. As usual, firstly I want to remind ourselves that our other group members are with us who are not here today, and those in Jakarta and Canada and Sydney, so that they know they are definitely part of us. That's why I mentioned them. And the other thing is, thank you very much. I received some of you the essay of Aql. That was good. I mean, so far what I have received was impressive and making me feel comfortable about continuing our talk. And what I would like to, I'm waiting for others to come. Two or three of you have asked me extension, which is fine. I'm waiting for your time. It allows you to go ahead. If you remember last week, last session, or last three sessions, I named them. First session we spoke about, I want your huzur. Again, I say, that's why I bring it to our mind. So first session we spoke about matter, dimensions, and Adam al-Huzur, non-presence, and Jahl, and Zulmat, and Wahshat. And the second session we spoke about matter, or Madde, and Harakat, and motion, and the potentiality that it works throughout the material universe, and brings things from the realm of Adam to the realm of Wujud, and how there is a mixture of Adam and Wujud, and how that is why material level Adam and Madda has got the lowest intensity. And the third session we spoke about Aql Fa'al, and active intellect, and we discussed about how it works, and the notion of Mashais, or Avicennas, or Aristotelis, or Aristotle, that's that line of thinking, which they believe in Ughul Ashara, or 10 layers of Aql, which every Aql is the mazhar and manifestation of the higher Aql. And also that the fail and action of Aql Fa'al is bringing objects out of potentiality into actuality, and that is how it works and what it works. And at the fourth session, we discussed about different stages of Aql. If you remember Aql Hayulani, or mere potentiality of Aql, and also we discussed about Aql Bil Malakah, and Aql Bil Mustafad, or Aql Mustakfi, and the fourth one, Aql Muktafi. And then we learned that Aql Muktafi is the Aql which is fully actualized with all the presence of all the Kamalat and Khair and Wujud in it. That is Aql of Ma'asum alayhi salam. So today we continue inshallah, and hopefully we can get into the issue of Loh and Qalam, or Qalam and Loh. You might have heard these are two important mafahim of intellectual mafahim of our religious beliefs. So just before I get into that, we want to remind you, I want to tell you, maybe I haven't told you, when we talk about Aql in Aql Bil Malik, Aql Bil Hayulani, or Aql Hayulani, or potentiality, mere potentiality, where is the place of it? We said that it does not exist in outside world. Where is the zarf, the container of such Aql Hayulani? So if you look at notfe, when it grows and reaches to a stage of 4 months in mother's womb, when it receives the animalistic soul. And that animalistic soul, when it grows, gradually senses it starts to grow in the body of the child. And that senses are working and perceiving from surroundings. When that child is born, gradually those, after the, those level of sensual level, then they start to develop what is called imaginal level. So the imaginal level start. Even some people say even the imaginal level or that tajarrud khiyali of the child even in the mother's womb exists towards the end, the last months of womb. So, I mean, the sign of it or where does it start from is when they are able to compare. Comparison is the first sign of tajarrud khiyali. So some people they say it's even in mother's womb they start to, that tajarrud khiyali starts. So, but definitely we know there is no aql there. The zarf of that mere potentiality is in the same thing, in the same animalistic soul and wujud that is there, that is the hayula itself. Hayula is in there, in that zarf, the hayula aqlani. So that mere potentiality of intellect exists in that level. Let me give you another example. For instance, when we say, when you look at that nutfa, or when it's conceived in mother's womb, as per hadith of nafs of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we know at the inception of the nutfa or of an embryo, that is when nafs nabati starts, that is created, right? That nafs nabati, which is growing all along until the 4th month, that is when the now animalistic soul is given, that nafs nabati is the potentiality of nafs haywani. So nafs haywani, we know that before it comes, before it is given, it is only there is a potentiality, which is mere potentiality, which is matter, which is hayula without surat, right? And we discussed about what is hayula or matter without surat. Basically, when we say matter, it might be a bit confusing, because matter or madde is when hayula has taken surat. Surat jismani is there. That is why it has become madde. So, the one step before matter is hayula. When that is when the surat of material surat is not given to it yet. So, that hayula of animalistic soul is within that nafs nabati in the child, in the mother's womb. Do you see what I'm trying to say? While you do not see any external existence of animalistic soul, but the zarf of that animalistic soul is that plantic soul. When it reaches to animalistic soul, when the animalistic soul is actualized and came into external wujud, that when it grows gradually, that human soul is within that animalistic soul before the child is born. Because we know child is given, when it's given birth to the child, that is when animalistic, when intellectual or human soul is given. But prior to that, that hayula of human soul is within that animalistic soul. So within that animalistic entity of the soul in the mother's womb, if tajarrud khiyali, if it reaches to tajarrud khiyali, because I am not sure, because they say it can be in mother's womb or outside mother's womb, that child reaches to tajarrud khiyali. Whatever, I prefer to think it is after birth. I prefer to think like that. But nevertheless, either way, what I'm saying is that aql hayulani is that hayula of aql is within this animalistic soul. So what happens then gradually when it grows, that aql, I mean we spoke last week about it, that how it grows to from aql hayulani to aql bil malike. So that's what I wanted to address before I move on to qalam and law. Let's see what is qalam. By literal meaning, everyone knows what qalam is. Qalam is what we write with. Okay, that's qalam. And what we have in hand now, I mean, that is my qalam, my pen. So qalam is pen. Let's do, based on previous knowledge that we have, we do tajreed of this pen. The pen in my hand, you do one level of tajreed. Where does it go to? Which level it goes? Khayal. So in that level of khayal, that you are looking at this pen, that means when you are not looking at it, but even if you are looking at it, that's fine. Still the picture of it is with you. So if I hide it from you, so you have got the picture of it, that is the level of khayal of that, of this pen. What we want to go another level up in tajreed and disengagement. So we disengage it from from level of khayal or imaginal level, we take it to the aql. Just let's go straight to aql. This is not our concern. So we go straight to aql. So when we disengage pen, we take it to level of aql. That means we are dealing what? With no image, no dimension, no what they call density. That, so these are from characteristics of matter and matter. So it becomes pure meaning only. So, and meaning in what level? Even in universal level. So because it's not vam, so it is akh. So universal meaning of pen. Have that in mind. Everyone knows what the universal meaning of a pen is. Okay? Now, the pen in universal level can be anything, any pen. Can be the pen in my hand, can be the pen in your hand that you're writing with. That pen can be when I press the keyboard of my computer. That is also a pen. Right? That pen can be, you can imagine of many other types of pen which carry, and you can call it pen, but it still be very different from the pen we have in hand. It can be like my computer, when my mobile, when I'm working with it, different types of pens they usually have. Now let's look at pen in an aspect of it, which is intellectual pen. We all can imagine an intellectual pen. Not only pen in intellectual level, but pen as an intellectual pen too. What does that mean? That means a pen by which it does write. How an intellectual pen works. We learned, and for some time now we have learned, that aql is what brings objects from potentiality to actuality. So it is the work of aql. So it is the intellect. Let's imagine, take a seed as an example. The seed, when you put it under the earth, and when it is planted, and then it starts to grow, what is growing it? What is bringing out of the potentiality? Aql. Basically, here, there is what is called seed, and this seed is coming out into realm of external realm, because all those potentialities were in the realm of Adam. So it is aql which is writing on the soul of the plant. So there is a planting soul here, which this planting soul is only a seed, started from a seed, and aql is bringing it out of its potentiality. So basically aql is writing on the soul of the plant. So when the soul of the plant is getting expanded, when a stem grows out of it, when that stem grows, comes out, and then other small branches comes out of it, and those branches gradually grow, and when the leaves are grown. So if you look at it from an intellectual level, you can see the aql is writing on the soul of this plant. What is the writing on the soul of a plant? Basically, a plan is written when things which has been given in the realm of potentiality is coming to outside world. So they are kalimat of aql. Basically, you can say those leaves, those stems, those flowers, all of those things which comes out of the seed into the tree, they are kalimat, alfaz, the words that aql is writing. So remember, this is important to notice here that these are kalimat wujudi, because what are we are familiar with always is kalima as word. When it says sin, ain, ye, all these huruf, when they are put together, then we say Sa'id, and they say this is one kalima, right? But here we are talking about kalimat wujudi, existential words. Existential words are those words that are written by Aql on the soul of every being, any being. When you look at the soul of a, when you look at a tree, you will see is all words of that Aql which has brought that seed into outside world, into existence. Now look at, this is a small example, look at the other example of when there is an animal embryo in the mother's womb, and that animal's embryo, we also know that is in a state of potentiality, and a seed. It's like a seed, right? That embryo, the aql fa'al, the active intellect, which is dealing with this embryo, is rising on that embryo. So that is a planting soldier, right? So it gradually grows, it brings out and gives those existential words, kalimat-i wujudi, and it gradually comes until it reaches to where it is ready to accept the nafs-i haywani. Right? And because we know even in haywan, they start with nafs-i nabati, and then they grow to nafs-i haywani. So, let's take insan, which is our most important part of our topic is, insan, again, when we are conceived in mother's womb, the nafs-i nabati starts with active intellect working and writing on the seed of, on the nafs of the our plantic nafs, and it grows into what it is until the 4 months. So you see, those are kalimat wujudi of that aql fa'al. Do that make sense? And when this grows into animal at the 4th month, an active aql or aql fa'al is working and giving rise and birth to kalimat wujudi, to existential words of that animal soul. Basically, it is written, he is writing, that aql is writing on the animal soul. So that animal soul is coming out into external wujud. Correct? And when we are born into human being, now looking at remembering, now forget about our animalistic existence, which is our body and grows and all those things. Even when we are born, we are still living with that. But when, as per the meanings that we learned about from Hadith al-Nafs of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that human soul gradually coming out of potentiality, in knowledge-wise, experiment-wise, and all those things which give rise to our humanity, that those start, aql fa'al is working on that potentiality and bringing, and it's writing our wujud, is writing our existential words in us, on our nafs-i insani. So aql fa'al is giving existential or writing on our all different levels of souls, or all the 3 souls of us, and is creating and making a harakat-e-ijadi. That is called harakat-e-wujudi. Harakat-e-ijadi and wujudi are different. Harakat-e-ijadi is when these things are potentialized, when the potentialization happens. That's harakat-e-ijadi. That is when the ilm, when they are created in alam-e-ilm, in qaws-e-nuzul. In qaws-e-nuzul, in descending arc, creation in descending arc, arc is harakat-e-ijadi. But ascending, when you start in ascending arc, aql is required there. Because what is in descending arc? Descending arc is all about ilm and potentiality. That's what it is. So ilm and potentiality in that level, is up to that level, is needs the aql fa'al, the active intellect, to start us, make things start, whether us or haywan or plant, start the harakat wujudi, going through, coming out of their potentiality and actualize themselves. So do you see how kalimat wujudi are being made? Do you see how when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about writing and things like that in, when he talks in Quran, when Hazrat Masih alayhi salam is referred to as Kalimatullah, what does that mean? So with this, inshallah, we are able to get rid of those notion of kalima, that's just default meaning of kalima when we refer to the existential things in outside world. So what a beautiful side of this is when you look at masalan a plant outside, not our planting soul. When you look at a plant, when you see in the circle of wujud, in circle of existence, while there is an akhle fa'al, it's very beautiful. When there is an akhle fa'al, which is which is writing on the soul of that planting soul, and bringing that plant or bringing that into actuality, which is giving harakat to it, which is writing on that soul, at the same time when it gradually grows, and in the process that tree is coming outside into the ghawsi su'ud, at the same time, if you look at it, intellectualize it, you will see that in that very tree, some other stuff are coming down from ghawsi nuzul. That is when those seeds inside the fruits of that tree are being shaped. So it's the whole circle of wujud, circle of existence, is happening in that. Not only in the plant, it's happening in an animal embryo, and also is happening in a human embryo, and then gradually when we are grown, when we are born, when we are growing, what happens, everything is all the time that we are growing, and that Akhle Fa'al is bringing us out into existential world in the Harakat Wujudi, which is, we learn that, if I haven't told you that, what is coming down in Harakat Qawsis Nuzuli, that is referred to as Layl. You know that, right? We spoke about Laylatul Qadr. But the other side of it, when we come into, is Yawm. Yawm is Zarf of Zuhur of potentiality. Yawm means day, as opposed to Layl, which is night, is when potentialities are coming to actuality, when they are manifesting in outside world. Salawat bar Muhammad. So, before I pass here, and because I want to go to the issue of Qalam, here something very interesting, but may not be very directly related to our talk, but it's good to notice it. When you look at the planting soul, and you look at and the animal soul, and the human soul, and all three of them, when you see there is no epsilon on the plant, that animal soul is not current, right? Everywhere in that planting soul, I'm not talking about planting soul of us, even of us is the same thing, but look at an animal, a plant outside. Every part of that plant, when you touch, you look, there is a planting soul in it. No one thinks otherwise, right? Everywhere when you look at, on the animals, an animal in outside world, there is no place in that animal body that there is no animal soul. Can we? Do you don't think otherwise, do you? And in ourselves, every place, even your nails, your hairs, I don't know, I mean, maybe doctors can argue that in nail there is no soul, but everywhere, every piece of the body, epsilon of the body, there is the currents of our soul. This is the meaning of samadiyat that I want to bring. I mean, as I said, it's not very directly related to our talk. So we are samad in our own mamlakat wujud of ourselves. We are samad. There is nowhere that we are not. And that planting soul is samad in its own body. All the parts of the planting soul, that planting body, that soul is samad. Does it make sense?
What does it mean by samad?
Samad, sorry. Samad means fullness. That's the meaning of it. When you say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. What is Allah Samad? Means Allah has filled up everything. There is no place that lacks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So samadiyat is that feeling without leaving the slightest gap in anything. That's called samadiyat. So when we say that nafs nabati is samad, that means there is no place in that plant, in all leaves and flowers and fruits, so long as they are connecting to this, to the tree. That plantic soul is samad in his own mamlekat wujud. That's what mamlekat wujud. But you know mamlekat, right?
Kingdom,
and you know wujud. In the kingdom of wujud of that plant, he is samad. In the kingdom of wujud of an animal, that animal is samad. Means there is no place in that animal body that you can find there is a slightest lack or shortage or whatever of that soul. And in our mamlekat of wujud, the kingdom of our own body and our wujud, okay, we give, the thing is here, I only give the example of wujud because that's what we can really sense and probably make more sense. But even you, in your own zat, you are full of yourself, of course. Right? There's no need to prove this. Within your zat, you are full of yourself. And yourself in your body, you are filling your body as well. So your body is, so you are samad in your kingdom of your wujud. Similarly, when we say Allahu samad, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in whole creation is samad. Right? So, بقول آقای حسنزاده, بقول means quoting from someone. بقول آقای حسنزاده, فافهم. Right? فافهم means what? You understand the meaning of it. Understand. Then understand. Samadiyat of nabat, samadiyat of animal, samadiyat of insan, and samadiyat of Allah. Okay?
Samadiyat of kainat.
But kainat, we are assuming there is one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is samad. Right? So, I thought I wanted to tell you this. Now let's look at Qalam. I want to start with the example of Bazr again, seed. When you look at this is example, and you know that examples have a lot of shortcomings from many aspects. But from the aspect that I want to bring it is this. When you look at a seed, when you put a seed under the earth, what happens? Gradually, this seed becomes the root or reishi in Farsi we say. It becomes the root. That starts to grow stems out of the earth. There is one stem that becomes gradually the main trunk. But of course at the beginning is very small and tiny, but then it gradually starts, that becomes the main trunk. How big, that's irrelevant, but there is one main trunk in the tree. But from that main trunk or one main stem of the tree, gradually it starts other branches and leaves and many sub-branches comes out of it. So, we take that root to be qalam. What is giving that all those things to the main trunk? The root. Right? Root is writing in the main trunk. Whatever, remember now, because my previous introduction, muqaddame, was to say, whatever that comes out of these trees is our kalimat wujudi, our existential kalimat. So basically, the root is writing all those kalimat inside the main trunk. You follow me? If you can reverse, imagine, it happens in the outside world, in movies, in the video clip, we can reverse it. If you reverse, you see all those leaves and, I mean fruits and flowers gradually reverses, goes back to the trunk. So it's obvious that it is coming out of the trunk. So all those words are written by root inside the main trunk,
and they are written in alam ijmal. They are written ijmali, means they have no tashakhus. If you cut the stem when it's very, still very thin, you don't see any of those kalamat, which are leaves. So I want you to make equivalence. Kalamat means leaves for the tree. Leaves and flowers and all those things which comes out. So all those kalamat of the tree are written in the main trunk. So the root is being kalam and the trunk is being low. Right? Low is accepting all those kalamat wujudi. Low or tablet, if it translated into English, pen and tablet. Intellectual pen, we used to be understood what intellectual pen is. Intellectual pen is writing on intellectual tablet, which is low. So all the kalimat wujudi, existential words of that tree is written inside the main trunk. Correct? No confusion? Clear? And what happens? This low itself, it starts to write on sub-branches. Because, let's assume, from that main trunk, four other branches come out, which from each of those branches, some other sub-branches and leaves coming out. So that main trunk is writing on those sub-branches. So here, that loh becomes qalam itself. Okay? So this is existential qalam, and existential loh. Does that make sense? Okay. So, what was the main qalam?
The root.
The root. That is called qalam a'la. Qalam a'la is what? A'la means highest level. That's a'la. Yes, Dr. Muhammad? A'la means highest level? Highest level. That is highest level. Qalam a'la was the root who wrote on the main trunk, which was Lawh-e Mahfuz, which wrote on the sub, which wrote on the
sub branches,
which or sub tablets, right? So that means those sub branches, they have become Lawh or tablet for that main trunk, which has become now a qalam. And those sub branches themselves, which were tablet, now they become kalam and they write on other leaves and flowers and things. If you understood, loud salawat. If not, so kalam a'la or highest kalam. It starts from what? In this is not we want to come out of that. I give that example so that now we can do tatbiq of what we say. Qalam a'la starts, basically the creation of Qalam a'la starts from the hadith, as per the hadith of Kanj, from hubb zat to zat. Or we read that hadith. How much time do we have? Sorry, I don't want to enter a discussion that I cannot come out of it. Yep, around 15 minutes. So, Qalam A'la starts here from the existential, from the hadith Kanz, if you look at it, Inni kuntu kanzan maqfiyan fa ahbabtu an u'raf. From that hope, from that ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the hope of Zat to Zat. Because here there is, when we say qalam, we mean fa'il. When we say loh, we mean qabil, right? There is a fa'il which is required for a qabil. What is qabil? Receiver. Fa'il? Fa'il which is what it gives asar. It gives effect. And qabil is what it takes effect and nourishes that. Like, it's like the example of rain and earth. Rain is fa'il and earth is qabil. So qalam is fa'il, loh is qabil. So we understand fa'il and qabil. Sajid,
No problem. So, from the hub of Zat to Zat, all the Asma'ullah are here in Asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that hub are restless to become Qabil. They are restless to receive, to be written on. Okay? Asma'ullah, because of hub Zat to Zat, because of the love of Allah to Himself, because of love of Himself to Himself. Right? Because we are talking about a stage which is only Zat. Right? From that Zat, when Ta'ayyun is going to take place, when the first creation wants to take place, this love is Jari and Sari. So, Qawabil here are Asma'ullah. Asma'ullah are Qabil, are Qawabil or Alwah, or which is the plural of Lawh, right? Or tablets. The main tablet, once the first, the main tablet is Qalam and Lawh at the same time. Because there is a discussion, a philosophical discussion. I don't want to go to it. I only say it so that you are aware of it. There is a discussion. Mullah Sadra has discussed about it, and other people have discussed about it. Whether Qalam can be Lawh as well or not. Whether Qalam...
The first
Qalam, yeah. Yeah. Can it be a Lawh as well or not? But that's too complicated issue. Some of the things I say is maybe in your studies elsewhere you might reach to this thing. Be aware that there is such discussion as well. So anyway, but as per Hikmat Mutaliyah, His Mullah Sadr has answered it very, very, very good and reasonably. This can be the first Qalam has created from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that first Qalam is Sadr Awwal. What is Sadr? First Sadr. Sadr means first created. The first created. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقُ اللَّهُ الْعَقْلِ. We have that. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقُ اللَّهُ نُورِي. أول ما خلق الله قلم. We have heard these are some ahadith. So they are referring to what? Means the first fa'il or the first قلم, the first writer. Noon wal قلم. What is the rest of it, Dr. Muhammad?
فَمَا
يَسْتُرُونَ. What is يَسْتُرُونَ? Means satr by satr. You know satr line. Noon wal قلم وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ. And what it writes means gives tafsil. Sat yasturun refers to tafsil and ijmal. Ijmal or laf and nashr. You remember that? What was laf? Laf is a state of things in that besatat of, like in the trunk is laf. But all those leaves and branches and things are the Nash. Okay? So, salawat bar Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa uli Muhammad.
So I lost my line of talk. Yeah, Qalam was yasturun. That is, that Qalam is writing tafsil of alam. Okay? Qalam is writing the tafsil of alam. It means the whole alam is in a state of, because what happens basically, I know there is no time, I can't continue this talk. I can't. When I look at the horizon, I can see it's getting darker and darker. So I sort of, I just try to repeat the same thing so that it sinks in, and then inshallah, next session I start, because I have to stop soon. So, this much we said, and this much we learned, and this much we concluded, that Qalam is Fa'il, and Lawh is Qabil. And we also see that in external wujud, intellect is writing Kalimat wujudi on the nafs. Right? And even there are verses of Quran that maybe any of you guys can remember, that when when it refers to that in Qiyamah, you read your own nafs. That is what is written in you. Do you remember any of them, or do I search?
Yes.
Let me bring this Quran. Hasiba. Hasiba. Yeah, I'm looking for that. In Al-Isra, verse number 14. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. It's very clear. كتابك is your law of your nafs. So basically, it's not that we, none of us think that when we go to Barzakh or to Qiyamat, or this should be about Qiyamat, that we are reading something as such, in like the way you read from a piece of paper. Basically, reading here is when you read your own self, all your, what you have created in your nafs. So what we have written in our nafs is what we see in the hereafter. So we are, our nafs is low. So aql fa'al is writing on our nafs. Aql is writing on nafs of all of us. So basically, nafs before, I mean, insan, before potentialization. Potentialization is Qus al-Nuzul. In that level is potentialized, but in Qus al-Suud is written on. So that means external wujud means kalimat wujudi, means when kalimat wujudi is written on us. So we are full of kalimat wujudi in hereafter. And we are living with our own kalimat wujudi, whatever we have written on us. So we leave our discussion here for the last few minutes, because I'm trying, but I can't really continue further because I need some more time to start something.
We are not in a hurry.
Yeah, we are not in a hurry. Yes. So we bar Muhammad al Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
By my religion, it is salat time now.